Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the Abraham Podcast. This is Season 4, Episode 8. And to continue the Ink Season, Part 2, aka Season 4, as you know, this episode is titled Focusing. So, I know it's been a while, and I know people have been like, of course, he says to get stars, but he only had one recently. You know, you can't rush the process. It's been a lot of scheduling conflicts with people and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people got a lot going on. You got to focus and move forward. You know, I got locked back in. With that being said, for me, with focusing, it's just like I feel like even more now that what I've been doing, even more since, I guess, even since last year, I've been focusing more on myself. I've been caring a lot less of what people think of me and how they view me. I'm just going to just let people think what they want to think and go about my business, go about my day. Because I feel like I don't have nothing to prove to nobody. They're going to think what they want to think. I don't have time arguing. I just don't have time for none of that. Regardless, no negativity at all. It is what it is. It's not doing anything good for me. So, like, it ain't stopping me from sleeping good at night. So I just feel like the focus more on things like that. And I'm trying to get somewhere in life. And I feel like when you focus on what other people are doing or even what other people are saying about you, it just, like, you tend to, like, slow yourself down at the pace that you're already going. So you had to stand still and, like, and there's more need of worrying because you're focused on that. You're focused on the negative instead of the positive. Because, obviously, someone saying something negative about you to stop you to shine, still diamonds out there, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm a diamond in the rough still. But I know, and it's not towards anybody. Like, I know I've heard some things, and it's just in either other conversations, like, I've been very slow to anger. Like, what is it benefiting me to even get upset about what somebody has said or even someone's reaction? Because time again, somebody already thinks they have this idea in their mind of me, and I'm just let people, like I said, I'm just let people think what they want to think. It's their brain. Hey, not everybody has common sense. It is what it is. People think how they want to think. People think you have you all figured out. Just like in that scene from Now You See Me, they think you do. So, just always got to be the smartest person in the room, honestly. I'm not saying I'm smarter than anybody else. I just, you know, I feel like I'm more equipped with certain things to stop me from even going overboard or acting out. So, let's say that. I feel like I'm more mentally stable than some people because some people more so ready to flip or crash out. So, and I'd be like that sometimes too, but I don't like, I like more so the past me, like with certain situations because it seemed like it called for it. Like, because people tend to play with you. So, that reaction is warranted because it's like, okay, so this is the reaction that you want to get. So I'm going to give you that. So, but a lot, what I've been doing lately, like even especially going to work, like now it's like, I want to say I stopped the smell of roses. I noticed a lot of more things on my way to work. Cause like usually I feel like I had like a lot of tunnel vision. And then like, cause I can go to work. I know the route so well that, well, the way to work so well that I don't have to use my GPS. And sometimes I had to not use my GPS because my phone has died on me a lot. because the way the phone has been, honestly, and I had this charger, I had to prop my phone up now, because, like, the regular charger is not even really charging because it's positioned weird or something. Like, there's not even anything in the charger port, so I had to charge my phone. Usually, I don't have my phone near me, but back to the main story. I feel like, yeah, I have tunnel vision, and, like, I notice a lot of things going to work because I didn't notice before because I'm trying to focus on getting there. So, it's, like, been a few times, I'm like, dang, I ain't never noticed that before. Like, I think it's a regular thing now. It's like, oh, okay, let's see what I haven't noticed that I usually should have noticed. But, like, of course, I'm more aware and alert to if cops are out or something, just in case if I'm going a little faster than I'm supposed to. But other than that, like, on the way, it's like, okay, it's been twice that I looked over, like, wait, I've never seen that before. Am I going the right way? And I just laughed. I'm like, oh, like, yeah, that's the right way. Because I never really looked to the side, like, unless I know that's the area where the cops should be at. I'm going straight forward. And I feel like that's where I'm at in life even more so than anything, that I'm just going straight ahead. Like, I may make a few stops along the way or notice things on the way, but it's noticing things about myself and what I can do better or push myself forward and maybe leave, I mean, I guess I could bring some knowledge to somebody else to help move them forward. But I'm full steam ahead, honestly, to what I want to do and everything. Because I've been writing more and here and there. I have some designs I want to do that I plan on doing, so that's cool. Another thing I noticed about myself is, like, of course, I got to move. Like, and I've been putting the tools, or applying the tools to move so I can, all right, and whatever steps I need to take to move before everything happens. So, because, you know, of course, we listened to before, I was homeless before. And like I said, I'm okay with talking about that now. And because, of course, I don't want to be. And then I, in the back of my mind, it has some pros to it. Because, like, I was more locked in. Like, I was, even when I worked extra days at work, I was there most of the time, like, the whole day. So, like, only day I left early was Saturday because I worked too many hours before leading up to Saturday. So, it's just now, it's like, okay, I have some sense of security or some, like, positive stability because I'm like, okay, I got a place to go to because I'm going to pay my rent. Like, I'll be paying my rent early. I'm like, all right, so I don't really need these extra days. Sometimes I have extra days as a security blanket, like, just in case, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I feel like I might be short, like, $100 or something, like, all right, this will cover that or something. But most of the time, I pay my bills early, so I don't have to worry about it. And there was a point they weren't adding extra days at all or even sending them for months. So it was like, okay, I got to make sure. But my bills are usually covered, like I said. But you had to make sure, like, okay, I got to make sure I'm in there getting my hours in because I don't have the extra day as a security blanket just in case I wanted to leave early and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's always in the back of my mind. And then it's like I think I mentioned before in past episodes for last season that about me writing. Like, I wrote a lot when I was homeless, honestly. You know, so it's like that's there. That's in the back of my mind, too. But it's like it's just a strive to get out of the situation. Like, I was really hustling to get this stuff done and write as much as I could. And I think that's where I started. I had the alarm set. So it's like, okay, this is when I would write when I was homeless. So let's continue the mind frame of the, I guess, the time. Like, keeping that routine, keeping that routine alive. Because it's like, okay, this is what I was used to writing around this time. Let's continue to do that, honestly. So that's where that steals from. And I think with my phone, I would have the alarm set, of course, when the time to get up and stuff like that. And what is it? Like, my phone is usually on silent. Nowadays, I usually have it on sound because, like, just in case I miss a call or anything. But if my phone is charging, like I said, if it's propped up, some people take it personal. I don't really care, honestly, because, like, I'm not about to die because somebody missed my call or something, or, like, they feel like I missed their call. I don't get that. But like I said, my phone's propped up, and I'm not near my phone. I hear it. I'm not about to get up and go get it, because if I'm relaxed, like, I'm chilling. Like, I don't feel like getting it up. And usually I used to have my phone on silent. Sometimes I still put it on silent because I like the text sounds and stuff. Sometimes it get annoying after a while, that's why I turn it off. It's not because I'm trying to voice somebody's call. Like, that junk get annoying. The text sounds gets annoying. And then, like, my phone is usually dying anyway, so I try to not have my phone in my hand regardless. Like, I have my iPad. And sometimes I still do. I have to text from my iPad because my phone is acting weird. Like, it's like I can't text, so it allows me to send the text from my iPad. So I still keep in touch with people. And that's how I miss calls, too. Like, I don't have that phone. I have it over there charging, and I just text from the iPad. But it is what it is. But I feel like with me focusing, like, it keeps some more level of sanity because, like, before everything happened, I feel like I was going insane. It was like, that was my norm, honestly. When I was, like, homeless and stuff, that was my norm. And, like, I was mentally prepared. Of course, that was, like, my backup plan, honestly. So I was like, all right, if need be, this is what's going to happen. And I was like, I was already, I came accustomed to it. So, and I'm not saying that, like, to brag. I hope nobody takes that wrong way, because a lot of times people take what I say the wrong way, whether it's a text or not, or he's explained over the phone, like, a lot of people seem like they can't comprehend what I'm saying sometimes, or I don't get it. I don't be saying enough to duck away, but it is what it is. But yeah, like that was my sense of normalcy, because that's what I came accustomed to know. And then of course I knew I wasn't going to be like I had it planned out. Like I didn't plan to be that. Almost like that anyway. Of course, you see, I have an apartment and everything. I used to live in the house before all this, before I moved into this apartment. And I'm planning to move on to another apartment. And then, like, I'm going to save so I can eventually buy a house. My plan is to, well, I don't know. I don't want to tell nobody my plans. It's almost like telling somebody your dreams and it not happen. So, yeah, I'm going to leave that out. But, you know, I will mention something I would like to do. It's not a goal or nothing of mine. Like, I would like to open a store eventually for my clothing that I have designed and stuff, like, for just my business since college, and then for the other group, the group podcast, Learn and Beyond. I would like to do that. So this is some bigger sense of normalcy, like working for yourself. I think a lot of people would like to do that, and that's what I see myself doing as well. And then just branching off, like, I feel like you do more things and there's less stress when you work for yourself because you already know what you're doing, like, because you know how you are, so you're accustomed to that. Like, you have to really learn something new. You probably have to, depending on who you hire, you have to learn those people and their abilities and their mannerisms. So, yeah, of course, the work ethic. But yeah, like that's something I would like to do. If it happens, I'm not tripping because, like, it happened now. So, and this hasn't stopped me from designing. So, and like I said, when certain things, like, it's always something that takes a back burner. Like right now, it might be me designing, or because, like, I feel like my website, it was like double charging people. So I think, like I said, if you wanted to buy something, you just go, you pay me through Cash App and get it sent and everything like that. But because it was like an extra, like, it was there's some taxes up there. So I took that. Once I had to take it down, I just let it. Once on that part is on hold, but you still can purchase from me and stuff. And if it's Blurred and Beyond related, you can purchase through the other members and stuff. I told them that as well. But, like, my writing, like, I finished another chapter. I'm writing another one currently. What I noticed, like, I have a very sense of detail. So I go back and, like, I'm like, okay, wait, I'm missing this. Or I forgot to do this. Because literally I was writing a chapter. I forgot three of the characters, like, in the background. And it's like, in my mind, I'm like, when I'm reading, it's like, wait, what happened to those three other people? So it's like, you know, because in my mind, I'm like, somebody should know. Oh, they sitting there watching the fight. But you never know. Like, they could get harmed in the background. So I was like, putting something out there like that and just paying attention to that detail as I'm writing. So it was like, in a way, I kind of slowed myself down from writing while I write, because I have to pay attention to that as well. Like, okay, make sure I don't get caught up into, like, okay, well, I really sound interesting. Wait, what happened to the other people that was just there? Like, they can't just be, like, they just disappeared or something. So it has to make sense as I go. And, you know, I know when somebody edited it, I'm like, wait, what happened to those people? Or, like, what happened here? Like, what is this? Is something missing? And I don't want it to be like that. Like, of course, there's going to be some, like, errors and stuff like that, because, like, I'm trying to get it done. Like, I ain't rushing, but I'm trying to get it done. And was it the other podcast that hasn't been put in the back burner? The radio show has not been put in the back burner. So it's really just like the website, the clothing store. Even though people still, like I said, people still can buy. So, and I know people like probably gonna watch this and like, why is he recording in the closet? Because I got tired of recording in the living room. I got tired. I wanted to do something different. So honestly, like, that's some of my clothes hung up and stuff that I designed, and it's my little milk crate of DVDs and my furniture jacket I had, like, since, I want to say, elementary school, like, fifth grade. So, yeah. What? Fifth grade? I forgot what grade it was. Maybe fourth grade. That's how long ago it was. But I know I was going to, well, no, I had that since middle school. When I went to Max 7. Anyway, going on a different journey. But I feel like with me, because like I feel like I am really focused, because I know what I need to do, and I don't want nobody getting away with it. And like, it tends to rub people the wrong way, and it's not warranted. Like, it just happens. I don't know. Some people got some animosity towards you, and you grow to like. Go accustomed to that and get used to it, because that's how it is. Like, if somebody, like, people at work, I'll be seeing, and I'm like, and I just go about my business, because I already know. Because I feel like if you already expect it, there's no point of getting upset, honestly. It's like, okay, I'm not, like, because people feel like they have done you wrong, and it's like, oh, well, I feel this way about them. Like, okay, that's you. Honestly, like, I know I haven't done no wrong to nobody, but the other way around, oh, absolutely. I know, but I don't treat nobody any type of way. I just go about my business and work. Like, I'm not there to allow anybody to allow me to lose my job or anything, and which is always one person, and still that same person. It's crazy to me, but it's here nor there. Let's go with the flow and just move along, honestly, because at the end of the day, it's not really hurting me, it's hurting them, because clearly I'm living rent-free in somebody's head for somebody to constantly, you know, got to say something about me. Like, when I'm not even speaking on them, like now, of course, but, you know, I'm speaking on the situation, like, in a way, but I feel like everybody should be focused on more in their journey, honestly, in the end goal. Like, for real. Like, or apply it to anything that you're dealing with, honestly. What is the end goal for that? If depending on what somebody's doing, is it somebody's intention to hurt you or to build you up? Like, really think of the end goal of how, what the things that you're doing or what somebody is doing or what somebody's trying to do to you. So really think of that when you're focusing. Like, you got, sometimes you might have to be like the horses and stuff. Like, you have the blinders on and just go. Because sometimes you're going to have to be your own motivator, honestly. And like especially me, I know for a fact, even though I had people motivate me, and people would motivate me, even they didn't even know I was homeless. Like, but when it's you, honestly, you got to push forward and get through it. Because it ain't going to always be somebody there to push you forward or to motivate you. You have to motivate yourself. And you know what your dreams are. And there's even dreams that you haven't even mentioned anybody that you might have written out, or it's still in the back of your mind. Like, okay, this is what I still want to happen. So what are you doing to get there or make it a reality? Who are you allowing to, I guess, come along for the ride? Or do you not want anybody to come along for the ride? Who are you allowing to stop you from getting to where you need to be? Some people are already in the end game. You got to reach there. Some people even dream of even grasping that to get to that point in their journey, honestly. You got to put the time in. Take some days if you need to. Like, take some days off work and revamp your vision board, revamp your mind, health as well, like, really, especially mental health as well. Like, if you're not okay mentally, then none of this really is going to make sense to you. And you motivating yourself, it's going to be like beating a dead horse. You're not going anywhere, honestly. So push forward. If it calls for a reset, do it. Do what you need to do that so you can push forward, so you don't stay stranded or, I don't know, I forgot the word, but yeah, just continue moving forward, honestly, and don't allow anybody to make you second guess yourself or second guess what you're doing. This is your movement. The time is now. You can't falter or waver anymore. You got to keep going. Try not to stay stagnant. Make some progress. The little moments counts. Count your little wins. Write them down, honestly. Because if not you, who will? Some dream you got, and you're still stagnant. Somebody else could be doing it, or reach that goal. I'm like, dang, that's something I was working on. And I always go back to when I was making designs already in college. It was a certain design based off the Martin show. And I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be good. And like, I think I kind of waited, or I think it probably me and the person made it at the same time, honestly. And then boom, they had dropped it, and I was like, oh wow. But it didn't stop me. It didn't stop me. I was like, okay, honestly, my stuff is dope then. So I just kept making more, and of course other people agreed too. But did you think I cared if they agreed? I didn't. I already knew what division that I had. And just take that as an example. Like, okay, yeah. Even if somebody has the same idea as you, what would make yours stand out more? Or even what makes you think you know, if they had the same idea, like two great minds think alike, but the originality matters a lot. Like how, you know, what is really gonna make yours unique at the end of the day? But you know, I'm not gonna ramble too much. This has been the Airbrain Podcast, season 4. You know, you can follow me on Instagram, JR to the Throne, TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia. All of the gaming pages, Air Gaming, 90210 Gaming, Space Ranger Gaming, and definitely listen to the Airbrain Podcast. Y'all stay blessed.